Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ervin, daf Samach Vav. We left off Samach Hey on the base towards the bottom. Just a couple of points of what we'll call it housekeeping, just from yesterday's discussions. First of all, we had discussed Lashon of Mishum. Gemara just quoted a Lashon at the bottom of Samach Dalam Beis, last words of the page. Gemara discussed Lashon of Amar of Sheshit Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, of course, this Lashon comes up many times in Shas. And we took the opportunity to explain what the difference between when you say Amar Rav So-and-so, Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Blaz Mazariah, or when you have Lashon of Amar, like Amar Rav Yuda Amar Shmuel. What's the difference when he says Mishum or Amar? So we said a couple of Mahalchim, we explained that Rashi and Chulun learns Mishum is when it's secondhand, when it's not direct. So if I say, let's say Amar Rav Yuda Amar Shmuel, that means Rav Yuda heard it from Shmuel's Rebbe directly, or Midam Rav heard it directly from his Rebbe Rav. That's Amar. When we say Mishum, it means he saying it, Mishum so-and-so said the memra, but he didn't hear it directly from that person. That's Mishum, that's Rashi and Chulun learns, which would actually be a simple taitch of the words, a simple way to fit into the words like Mishum. Sounds like almost like Mishum, Mishim. It came from that person, but not that he heard it directly. That's Rashi and Chulun. Rashbam of Vashu says, Amar is when it's a Rebbe Muvuk. Mishum is when it's not a Rebbe Muvuk. Amar is when it's a Rebbe Muvuk. So Rav Sheshes Mishum. Rav Blazer Mazariah was not Rav Sheshes Rebbe Muvuk, and therefore it's just a Mishum. Whereas when it's Rebbe Muvuk, you say Amar. We point out Rama Pesh Mishai says exactly opposite, that Mishum indicates Rebbe Muvuk, whereas Amar does not indicate Rebbe Muvuk. So the only point I wanted to add to that always spoke yesterday, nice little klal, Machlekes really, but Machlekes in the Klalam of what Amar means, what Mishum means. But it's just interesting to note, according to Rambam, all those places in Shas, we have Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, we know, was primarily a Talmud of Rav, and then when Rav passed on, he went and became a Talmud of Shmuel. So, I mean, you could say, I was thinking it's a riot to the Rashbam, that Amar means Rabbi Muvuk. I mean, maybe Rambam could say exactly opposite. You see, Rabbi Yehuda, the person typically won't have two Rabbi Muvuks. Rabbi Yehuda was Amar Yehuda Marav and Amar Yehuda Shmuel. Maybe Rambam could make a defense and say, on the contrary, it's right to him that you do say Amar when it's not Rabbi Muvuk. But seemingly in many places in Shas, we have Amar, and they seem to be talking about Talmidim. We know that's Rabbi Chana, Amar Yechanan. Right, we have a few different Amaram who are Talmidei Rabbi Yechanan that you can't see. Find Amar so-and-so, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. We find Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. We seem to be finding a few different places where Amar would seem to us, at least, to seem to be Rabbi Muvuk. Again, according to Rambam, we have to explain that these weren't either the only Rabbi Muvuk or they were, or this wasn't actually Rabbi Muvuk, just these were the names that we see often quoted in Shas, but they weren't Rabbi Muvuk, because again, according to Rambam, Mishum is Rabbi Muvuk as opposed to Amar. Okay, point number one. Point number two is, very briefly, we spoke yesterday that a person, we spoke before in the Amram, he was Yazif Upara. He dedicated time to learning, and if he broke away from that time to learning, he would actually go back and he would pay it back. It was Rav Achav Yaakov. He was Rav Achav Yaakov, who, by the way, if you remember from 3 days ago's daf, the Amram was discussing me, Halacha Fei Rabbi, in the town of Rav Achav Yaakov. There was two other Rav Achas had a story, and they were held accountable for not bringing the shayla to him. And the Amram says, what do you mean? But they were passing for themselves. They're passing for something, a knife is kosher for their own usage. And when it comes to their own usage, it's not an issue. So one of the answers given was that once they mentioned his name, they should have brought it to him. Now the answer was because he's so head and shoulders above, he was so extraordinary in age and chachma, they should have brought it to him. So it's interesting, that's the name of Rechav Yaakov, who was borrow and repay. So he said he's kavei itim l'teira, not just that he had fixed times for learning that were designated. He would borrow, those times were given up already to Hashem. He'd have to borrow against and repay. We spoke out from a Rabbi Shafal Shostel, he actually once said at a parliament meeting here in Toronto about the notion of it's not just kvias itim, it's not even a matter of how long the time is, it's a matter of being makadish, that time no longer belongs to me. And when I use that time for something else, I have to pay it back because it doesn't belong to me, whether it's 10 minutes a day, whether it's an hour a day, I have to give that time back. So I mentioned it to Rabbi Kanias today, and he was by the same parliament, this goes back about 70 years ago, he was by the same parliament meeting, and he said, do you remember the second part of what Rabbi Shafal said? And I said, no, what was the addition? He said the addition is, Rav Shafal added that we know if a person goes to a creditor, to a lender, and he doesn't pay back the chavis multiple times, the lender's not going to lend the money. So he said, if you view it as a loan, if a person is mevatel's kvias, is kvei itim, for whatever reason, he has things to take care of, is mevatel's kvias, and he doesn't pay it back, he loses his right to borrow against it. He says, that's if you're viewing it as a loan, then it's a loan. The Gemara is telling us another madrega. One is a loan, you got to pay back just because you have to pay back. Number two is if you consistently don't pay back, you lose the right to borrow. Very shtaka message from Rosh Hashanah Favel Shlita, beautiful pshat. That part I have to say I did not remember. and it was very nice to Rabbi Kenner, happened to have been by the same parlor meeting and heard the same shmooze from Rabbi Shimon Pavel. Last housekeeping matter from yesterday's daf is we discussed about the milos towards the end of that called semi-agadah gemara about wine and about being intoxicated, not being able to daven. At Pascha, we spoke about the milos of wine, and one of the milos was that wine was created only to take care of people in avelos, right? Because wine helps bring yangismach levavenish, it uplifts the spirits of those who are in avelos. The irony is, we just didn't mention, pointed out, halach lemaitz, we know avelim don't drink wine. They don't drink wine. The first one explained because even though wine was there to appease the avelim, it got to the point where people were drinking so much wine that they were missing the spirit of the shiva, of the avelis. They weren't acting properly, and therefore they had to misaken that drinking wine during avelis is no longer an option, but not because that lamaisa, wine has that ability, wine has that maila. That's one of the benefits, one of the reasons wine was created, is in order to uplift people's spirits. That still applies, they just limit it, at least during the initial avelis, that one should not drink wine because of the negative effects, because of people drinking too much. Okay. Now, getting back to more, we already started this morning. Let's go over it again quickly. The Gemara at the bottom of Samach Yemen Beis. There's a couple of stories of people needing to make coming to town, needing to make an Erev. Let's start with the Gemara about 50 lines up at the bottom of the page. So I think we did start reading this yesterday, but let's go with a quick story. We'll go over it again. Reish Lakish and the Talmidim Chanina, they reached a certain pundik, a certain inn, and they wanted to be able to carry out Shabbos. And in this little hotel they were staying in, there were different rooms that opened up into a chatzar, and there was a guy there who rented one of the rooms. There was a guy, owner of the entire hotel, we'll call it. And there was a guy there who rented one of the rooms, and the guy wasn't present. So we have this issue of a guy not being around, and you wanted to use his area, so what do you do? So the guy was not there in order to rent it from him. In order to be able to carry in a chatzah with a guy being a partner, you have to rent from the guy. The bittul b'shus is not an option, nor is Erev. And the guy wasn't there to rent from him. But the landlord was there. Says the Gemara, Amr le mega l'minei. So they said, can we lease the space, the rights of space from the landlord, the owner of the hotel, in place of the tenant that rented the space from him? Could we go directly up to the top? Kol Heichad Lemar explains, Kol Heichad Lematzi Masaglei, wherever the landlord cannot evict the tenant, if the tenant has rights, irrevocable rights to this place, Agrina, then there's no question that you cannot lease from the landlord, because you're leasing from the wrong person. You're leasing from Reuven. We're talking about Goyim over here, but it belongs to Shimon right now. He rented it for this time period. It belongs to the tenant. And therefore, that's certainly not an option. Ki Tabayi, what was the Shaila? Where the landlord could evict the tenant, but he hasn't done so yet. He hasn't utilized that power. So my, given the Matzi Masalik Agrina, since the landlord is able to evict him, that's enough to lease the rights of the landlord directly and circumvent this tenant. He hasn't evicted the tenant yet, so right now the tenant still owns the rights. Tenant still has a lease on this place, and therefore our renting the rights would have to be from the tenant, not from the landlord, and therefore it doesn't work. That was the Shaila. Amar Meshach says, Niska, by the way, before you go further, this, by the way, gets into the big discussion of how they make Erez B'Zanazah. One of the basic ideas of Erez B'Zanazah, we spoke about in the past, we touched on it earlier, in the Erev Chatzera, when you make Erev Sakari in a city, so you have to go to some government body and get permission and rent the rights. So the question is, how are you going to government body get the rights? We spoke out. Sometimes they go to like the police officers who have rights, but then they have rights like kind of like man going to like the manager of a hotel. But one of the coolest of going to government official is because there's a concept called of eminent domain, where the government can, if they deem any properties necessary for the better of the overall community, they have to pay market value, but they can force someone to sell their property to the government to be used for maybe to make a bus lane, to make a new drive lane, to fix the streets. So they're able to do that, to make a train station, they're able to do that. So since they have that power, so therefore that's one of the coolest why you're able to do a schiris with the government official who has the power to evict, that's Mamish says Gemara, and then they're able to make the errors. Okay, so I remember, so what the Shaila was, is that good enough, the fact that he has the ability to evict, but he hasn't exercised yet? Amir Shlakish, Nishkar, let us rent, let us lease, and let's do it, let's just lease, like, let's do it now and ask questions later, which is a little bit funny. What's Peshara? That's Rashi explains right away, that it's a Dindavrayim, it's in Dindarabanan, and we're slipping in Dindarabanan, let's go to Kula, which is interesting. We're going to Kula, the Chathchila. It's one thing, the Chathchila, we're being explained even better. It's not the pshat that it's a suffix. We're not sure what the halacha is in this case, and lechatchila we're gonna, because of a lack of knowledge, we're not sure what the halacha is. We're gonna go lekula. It's not like there's a suffix what the story over here is. Suffix if this became us or didn't become us. We don't even know what the halacha is. Maybe the rabbanan did answer this case. We don't know what the halacha is, and because of misipik how far the gzeira rabbanan goes, we're gonna go lekula lechatchila. That's a big chiddush, but Rashi does say so. The Ritva adds, I don't know if he, maybe he's arguing Rashi, but he elaborates further, that Dafka Be'erivin fits with our general klal of Dafka Be'erivin when we say Halacha Devar Mekab Be'erivin, we're more Mekab Be'erivin, so therefore, over here, especially over here, by the way, by Guy, so this verse is going to come up a few times it's going to come up right now in the Rishonim, in this Gemara, in this Daf, we're focused on, again, a Guy being part of the Chatzar. Let's not forget, a key point, Guy really has no shame dire. A Guy is not considered a dweller, Me'ikar Adin. A Guy really should have no effect on the Chatzar. The reason why he has an effect is because the Rabbanim wanted to make it a little bit complicated for Yidden to live with the guy. In order, the Yid should not want to live with the guy. He should want to separate from the guy. And therefore, since the whole thing is a gzeira, within the whole din of Erev Chatzeres, which we spoke out is really only a Drabbanim. But since the whole thing is a gzeira, so in order that the Yid should live with the guy, we could be even more lax. We get about the general of Halacha Devar Mekab Be'erev could be even more lax over here. And that's why, perhaps that was why it was okay to do first and ask questions later. L'mayis also shall the Refes, the King Master Refes, Amar Refes said, Yafas Yisim Shuzchartim. You did well. What you did was correct. You're able to rent it from the landlord. Not a problem. That works. Before we get to the next story, a similar story, but a different issue. Before we get to the next story, this Gemara on Daf Pei Vav, over here in Erevin, which is very relevant both to this, it's going to be very relevant to the Gemara coming up, but also very relevant to the Gemara we just read. The Gemara brings a machlekes, a discussion. We've referenced this in the past, but the Gemara discusses a four machlekes tanaim when a person, a yid, or a guy who's a member of a chatzar, and he leaves the chatzar for the entire Shabbos. We've referenced this idea before, but let's just speak out clearly the four shitas and the psak, which is very relevant to the Gemara we just quoted. So when the yid or a guy leaves the chatzar, who's a resident of the chatzar, he's gone for the whole Shabbos, and he didn't make an arrangement before he left. A yid could be part of an erev. A guy can't be part of an erev. But a yid calls him vata b'shus. A guy cannot be vata b'shus. A guy would have to do schiris. So for the guy, the option was schiris to fix his rights in the chatzar for the other people to be able to carry. For the yid, you have two other options. You have a bit of b'shus and you have erev. For the yid, it's a question we spoke at earlier. It's a machlekes question if schiris works by a yid. Bittul b'shus works and erev works. Schiris is a question if it works by a yid. Okay, but either way, the yid guy left town and did not make arrangements before Shabbos with the other members of the chatzar to enable them to be able to carry. So what happens now? Rameir says whether it's a yid or it's a guy, it's a problem. The yid left without, or the guy left without making arrangements, it's a problem. The bnei chatzar have an issue now. They will not be able to carry for that Shabbos. Rebita says no. Since the guy's away for Shabbos, he's a non-member. He's irrelevant to the usage of the chatzar of the Shabbos, and therefore you don't have to deal with the machlal. Once the guy's gone, totally, you go to the kula. You don't have to wear sayyid, sayyid guy. You don't have to wear benim at all. It doesn't create a problem. Rabbi Yasi says it depends who it is, a guy or a yid. A guy, because he could travel back on Shabbos, is a problem. So it seems like he's going a little like Rabbi Yuda, that really, out of sight, out of mind, if he'd be gone, it wouldn't be an issue. Narvas, a guy who could travel back on Shabbos, we're concerned, and therefore he presents an issue, because he can end up being back on Shabbos. Whereas a yid who cannot travel back on Shabbos is not going to be an issue. That is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. And lastly, the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Mar brings over there and attached to that machlekes, and this will be possible. Like over there, that Rishimah says the yid, even if the yid stays, and we've quoted this case before, in the same city, he goes to just stay by his daughter for Shabbos. Even if he stays in the same city by his daughter, Lemaisa, once he goes away for Shabbos, he's Mesiach Das. So even though the yid is in the area close enough, they can walk back to his house on Shabbos. He's Mesiach Das from his house. He goes away for Shabbos, his daughter. He wants to stay there. He's being Mesiach Das from his house, and therefore it will not create an issue. The Gemara rules the Kula like Rav Shimon. And Tai speaks out further. Again, Rav Shimon's talking about Bayid. Tai speaks out by a guy. Rav Shimon didn't weigh in. He didn't weigh in what he holds by a guy. So Tai says that by a guy, for sure, he passed like Rav Yehuda out of sight. Once he's gone, then we're not concerned about coming back on Shabbos. We say it's mutter, like Rav Yehuda. And even if Rav Shimon would argue Rav Yehuda, and even though passing like Rav Shimon over here, even if Rav Shimon argues Rav Yehuda, we go halacha divrei Mekom by Erevin, and therefore, therefore, even if Shimon argues, Lagabe the goy pass like a Behuda. But essentially what comes out is when the guy is away, according to Behuda, it's not a problem. And Day says we pass like a Behuda. Whether or not Shimon argues, we're gonna hold that if a guy is away, it's not an issue. So the question is, according to the way Taisus learns that Gemara and Daf Pei Vav, it seems to be, I don't know if there are other Rishonim arguing even, according to the way we learned the Gemara and Daf Pei Vav, what on earth is the problem here? This guy was away. There was a hotel, the guy wasn't around, and he wasn't around anyway. If he's not around anyway, so why on earth were they so busy trying to rent from the landlord? This guy was away. What's going on over here? What's our whole shakratayah? It's going to be coming up in the next Gemara as well, this topic, but
The shaila is what's the issue? The guy was away. So if you look at Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil, Ikla HaPundik, Rashi talks about this. Lashon is going to come up again. Ikla HaPundik comes up twice, but this Rashi is going on the first story, the one we just quoted. The first story of Ikla HaPundik, Rashi, in the last words of Rashi says, how you Yireim, they were afraid, Shema Yavai Nachir B'Shabbos. They were afraid he's going to come back. I mean, once he comes back in his flesh and blood, then you got a problem. So not the fact that he can come back is a problem. Well, if he actually comes back, that would be an issue. So Rashi really is bavarni the kash. Rashi is coming to say to Enochrami, if he wouldn't come back and they weren't afraid of him coming back, it wouldn't have been an issue. Rashi is saying they were afraid he would actually come back, and when he comes back, it may be an issue. The question is, we're going to have, this is what I'm referencing, coming up next Gemara, we're going to have a whole discussion. Could you make these adjustments on Shabbos? If that was a little concern, as long as you can make the adjustment on Shabbos, Vaitu, they shouldn't be concerned. Let them make the adjustment once the guy comes. So that's the question. That's going to be the next conversation in the Gemara. So if you're saying the case was the way Rashi is the burning, Rashi is burning, the Gemara Peivav comes out, when the guy's not here, it's not an issue. But Rashi's saying, yeah, but if he comes back, it's an issue, and that's what they're worried about. No, they can worry about when he comes back. So the answer to that is that's not a shver ready. You could say, once we're saying that once he comes back, it can be an issue, you could say that either they wanted to take care of it before it happens, they knew he can come back, and they knew there's a good chance to come back, and they wanted to take care of it now, they don't have a situation in the middle of Shabbos, the chutzner no longer useful, where people are going to be using the chutzner at a time when he's already back, and they're unaware about it. These steps as far as we're trying to discuss, or more simple, so I'm just going to say, the conversation, this story in the Gemara with Reish Lakish, happened before the next discussion, which is going to be about whether you can make adjustments on Shabbos itself. The more ultimately is going to come out that you can make adjustments on Shabbos. That's part of the issue. So just make the adjustment on Shabbos. But maybe this discussion with Shlakish happened before the next discussion, and they weren't sure if you can make adjustments on Shabbos. Just like the Gemara is about to debate it, and that's why they in this story with Shlakish they were making the adjustment before Shabbos, just to be careful, just in case the guy with the shalom making adjustment on Shabbos itself, that would not be an option. Let's see. So let's see that next story where they discuss about making adjustment on Shabbos itself. Rab Chanina, Rab Yosef, Rab Chia, Rab Abba, Rab Asi, Iklu Pundik. They all came to a certain inn. A certain hotel, and in this story, they were Yidden staying there. The Asa Nachri Mari Depunde B'Shabbata, but the guy who owned the entire hotel came back on Shabbos. So they made an arrangement with all the Yidden that are renting for Shabbos. But the actual owner of the hotel was the guy. He wasn't around, and he came back on Shabbos. The shaila was, could they do a fix today? Now that he's here, now that the guy's around, could they do a fix with the guy on Shabbos itself? Amr Ma'al Megim Minay, can we rent, lease the rights from the guy on Shabbos? Is there a problem to do this adjustment to the chutzner, to enable carrying on Shabbos itself? The Mara explains, what's the shaila? Do we compare the renting? Remember, we spoke up before, there's three options how to fix any chutzner. How the people could join together. Either they rent from one of the parties, they all rent from a party, and therefore they're joined together, he's joined with them because they've rented his rights. Or he can be mevatel his rishus. He can say, I'm abolishing my rights to usage of the chutzner, at least for Shabbos. Or you make it erev. So by guy, of course, erev and abolishing is not an option. What's the only option? Schiris. Now the shaila is, how do we view schiris? Do we compare schiris to erev, or do we compare schiris to bitter rishus? Explains the Gemara. Erevin's got to be done before Shabbos. And just like erev has to be done before Shabbos, we say schiris too. Schiris also has to be done before Shabbos. I dilma seichem vat rishus dami. We compare schiris to bitter rishus. Mam vat rishus vafil b'Shabbos, just like vat rishus even on Shabbos itself. Bitter rishus works on Shabbos itself. Av seichem vafil b'Shabbos. So too, maybe schiris works on Shabbos itself as well. We will touch that. I'm sure some of you are bothered. How are you doing a schiris on Shabbos? I see some of your faces very good, Leon. So we will see mechavat teisvus on Amud Aleph, Samach Aleph. When we get into the next Amud, we'll read that teisvus inside. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, but that's the shaila. So just like you could be seicher, just like you can be mevatel rishus on Shabbos, but rishus you can also be seicher on Shabbos. So in this story, it wasn't so much that they weren't sure; there was machlekes what to do. Rav Chanina Bar Yosef said nisker. We can lease the rights. It's fine. Abbas Yamar Lenisker, we shouldn't lease the rights on Shabbos. It could be a problem. Amar B'chibra Abba, Nisbech Al Devi Zakim Nisker. So B'chibra Abba says, let's rely on the Zakim, the lenient opinion. Again, sides with Rashi saying before that you go to Divrei, that we're being Makel. It's a din of Divreim, like the Ritva added. It's by Erevin you go specifically, Halakha Divrei Makel. And they went the Kula again, and they leased from the guy on Shabbos and continued to carry in the Chatzar on that Shabbos. Also, Shai Rabbi Yechon, they came as Rabbi Yechon if what they had done was correct. Amar Len, top of Samachov and Aleph, Yafa Sisim Shishchartim. Yes, you did well. You did well that you went and leased this from the guy. Meaning it's okay to lease it on Shabbos. So before we see the Gemara's, right, the Gemara's question, let's actually just point out to Leon, to your question that you're bothered from Tosfos. So you look at, if you look at the second Tosfos, the two Tosfos, the Maschil Yafa, the second, the small one, one line Tosfos. Yafa Sisim Shishchartem, Lay Dami Lamekach Memkar, that's the question that you're bothered by. Renting on Shabbos should be a problem with Memkar, this is not an issue. Why? Why? The Isser B'Shabbos, Tais says two Sfaras. It's a Matana Balma. So you see, Matana Balma apparently that's an issue. Even we discussed, Matana could be problematic when you bring someone a gift on Shabbos. It's preferable that they use it. Chocolates or wine, it's preferable they use it on Shabbos itself. So it shouldn't be sound like a Kenyan of Matana. But interesting, Tais says, Levi Elik Matana Balma, Shane Isin Elahata Tilto. I'm sorry?
The guy is doing the Matana.
The guy is doing the matana. You're renting from the guy. It's like a matana, and the guy is doing it. If it's not a problem, is that pasha?
That's why it's better than what you were saying. Normally, matana you don't do on Shabbos.
Right. That's what I'm referring. So you're saying when it's from a guy, it's totally okay. Interesting. Okay, I didn't know that. I don't remember that being such a chiluk. You're suggesting. You're not saying for fact. Okay. Very good. Fine. Now, we have to verify that. If it's true, then it's a good chap. But then the second element of Tosfos is she'enayis el hater total. It sounds like you're saying two things, but it could be one big thing really. The reason why it's not really it's really one big statement. The reason why it's not really a schiras. He's saying, why is it kamatana? You're paying him money because we know the whole thing's token. The whole thing you're doing is just to circumvent the issue that the guy's. Presence there, which we're saying anyways exerted because we don't even see his presence, but his presence makes that I can't carry. So I rent from him as a token rental. I don't want to say going through the motions, but you go through the motion of renting ki'ilu, you now own it, and this whole thing's ki'ilu in order to affect tiltal. So therefore, it's not really a rental. It's really more like a matana. It's not really a real transaction, and therefore it's okay. That's Tosfos. Rambam seems to say the same. Rambam says, Similar to this, that Dafka over here, where the guy doesn't really have a shame dira, whole thing's gzir purposes, that's why this works. Massive, before you go further in the Gemara, I know we have a daf to cover, but before you go further in the Gemara, there's a massive chiddush from the Chak Yaakov based on this Tosfos, on this one line Tosfos. Chak Yaakov wants to say, let's say you have Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. We know we sell a chametz to guy, it's the Anaga of the Veltas, we sell a chametz to guy. Some people are very bothered by the Kenyan, the Chayr, this seems like a little bit of like a funny Kenyan, the guy really, would he really buy my chametz? That's why some people only sell close chametz, because close chametz, actually today's market, it's more realistic, because people could put on eBay, you could put on all these sites, a closed package, and it sells left and right. People sell secondhand things. Certainly, closed items could be sold. But the point is, and there's markets for every private person through Amazon, through eBay. But the point is that there's a concept of selling our chametz to a guy. What happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? And this Yid forgot to sell stuff to the guy. Now it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos. What should he do? So he applies his Tosfos idea. That's, if you forgot to make the kinyan early, of course it's not a chetchila, but he could sell the chametz to the guy on Shabbos, because anyway, it's kind of a token kinyan. You could do it on Shabbos. That is Chak Yaakov telling to the cool of this Tosfos making a kinyan with the guy on Shabbos could be done in a case of need when the whole kinyan is being done to circumvent an issue. Says Prima Gadam, what on earth? How could you compare? By us, the whole point is, like Rambam says, like Tosfos, like the Rambam is more explicit, but Tosfos also seems to be indicating it's a tilt of Ba'ama. The whole thing is, it's not really a concern. The Rabbanan made a gezeira that we give the guy a shame dire to cause the Yid to not to want to live there, to make issues for the Yid. Lamaisa, we've seen throughout the Perek, we've seen some of the Ayim actually had a question a couple of about back, that why are we giving Eitzes for a person to befriend the guy or to Abaye's Eitzah was to Mevatar Rishus, that was Rav's Eitzah. Mevatar Rishus, Abaye says, oh, the Yid, Mevatar Rishus to another Yid, in order to enable having an Eitzah with a guy there, we want the Yid to move. The answer is, even though we want the Yid to move, we don't want him ultimately to be without the ability to carry on Shabbos. It was just an incentive for him to move. So clearly, it's just a Gezer Darabonis. Over there, we allow this weak Kenyan, this, called fake Kenyan, but a Kenyan on Shabbos, because the Kenyan itself is not really affecting that much. By Chametz on Pesach, is a real Issa Daraisa. And selling it to a guy has to be a real sale in order to circumvent this Daraisa. Even if some people say the average guy wouldn't buy such a thing, it's you go through the process with real kinyanim. There's real kinyan chatzar. There's kinyan, they do kinyan of kinyan mekaymai. They do kinyan chalipin. They do multiple kinyanim. I've gone through it with Rabbi Kanner, that because of the, so to speak, the leniency of the concept of a guy buying the yitzchametz, the actual kinyan medan are multiple, whether it's with chalipin, renting the place beneath it to have kinyachatzer, monetary kinyanim, just they do a slew of kinyanim in order to make it as strong as possible. How could you compare it to our case? So Pribi Gadol argues on this that the Chak Nesen, the Chak Yaakov, sorry, takes out from our Tosfos. Okay, but getting back to our Gemara, so Be'echonam Ru Lekula, that it was good that you rented on Shabbos. It's okay to rent on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Tibay Nadai. So Nadai, they asked right at the top of the page, So the people from Nadai were bothered. Could rent on Shabbos. Made the following statement: when we asked our shadow, we raised the shadow. We said, do we compare schiris to erev? And erev has got the ma'ariv has got to be done. Erev has got to be done before Shabbos. So to schiris before Shabbos, or do we compare it to bittos which can be done on Shabbos? Rabbi Echron's statement was seichas ma'ariv dami. My love didn't he mean ma'ariv by dam after seichas by dam. Just like erev has been done by dam, so to schiris by dam by dam while still daytime, and it doesn't work on Shabbos. Loi. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Echron avada, he allows leasing, he allows the schiris to take place on Shabbos. He said the lashon of seichas ma'ariv. There's three other dinim that are relevant that seichas ma'ariv nothing to do with doing it on Shabbos. What are the three dinim? As follows: ma'ariv afilu pachas b'shavruta, just like the erev could be done even less than shavruta. So af seichas pachas b'shavruta, just like when you're being ma'ariv, the value of the erev could be less than shavruta. So to when you're renting the place, it could be less than a shavruta. Remember, we pointed out that schiris is a shaila bittur rishus for sure you could do erev, and for sure you could do schiris was a shaila if you could do schiris with a yid. Now by a yid we know pachas shavruta has no status. So for a yid to rent from another yid pachas shavruta, that certainly would not work. We're saying here that schiris pachas shavruta does work just like it works for erev. L'chayr we're talking about by a guy, which may be the only time schiris works. Again, it's a shaila works by yid b'chal, but we're talking about by a guy. But here's the chiddush: what the chayr? Why does it work? Because for the guy, Pachas Shavruta does have status, so therefore Schiris Pachas Shavruta works, which is a big chiddush, which would come out that and this has some of the Shanim, they speak it out very clearly that even though the Nason, the one is the Seicher, the Yid who's renting for the Shus from the guy, for him Pachas Shavruta is garnished since the person he's renting from is a guy, and for a guy Pachas Shavruta has a status, therefore it still works. This would make big enough kaminas, let's say Legabe Kedushin. Let's say a guy, I mean you have to come up with a very specific Hechdimza, but for the fellow himself, for the man, the item in his hand is worth less than shavruta. But for the, we know you're not, if you're not Aisha, that you're Mekadosh less than shavruta, it's not a Kedushin. But let's say for her it's worth the shavruta. For him it's not, for her it is. What he's giving her is not worth to him shavruta, something which for a man is not worth shavruta, for a woman it is worth shavruta, but for her it was worth the shavruta. According to this, it would be a Kedushin, because he gave her the Mekabel, received the shavruta, that would be a good Kenyan, big enough Kenyan, but that would be the simple lumnus of our Gemara. Rambam goes back to what he said just before we quoted from Rambam just earlier, that again we're talking over here about renting from a guy, the whole thing like Tosfos, it's just a way to get the tilt. The whole thing's more, again, not semantics, but the whole thing is really just a way to eliminate this extra chomer gzeira of the Rabbanon, and therefore we circumvent the regular rules. We're not so makba necessarily, meaning don't bring, according to Rambam, you wouldn't have a proof that when the Makabal gets a Shavruta, if the Nason didn't give a Shavruta, that's called a good Kenyan. Maybe normally it wouldn't be a good Kenyan, it's only a good Kenyan over here, because this is just a way to circumvent the issue of being with the guy. So that'll be totally in the Machlekes Rambam and the Rishayim, if you could apply it to Kedushin as well. Okay, so Mama Arav Afil Pachas Shavruta, Af Seicher Pachas Shavruta, so to Schiris works Pachas Shavruta. That's din number one that Rabbi Yechon learned out. He compared Schiris to Erev. Din number two, Mama Arav Afil Schiris Lekitai. Just like by Erev, you can get permission from the employee, from his employee. He can give off the permission to join in the Erev. Af Seicher Afil Schiris Lekitai. So when it comes to Schiris, you can rent from the Schiris Lekitai, from the employee. That works as well. That's Kula. It's din number, it's actually again a kula, and it's din number two that we're comparing bittel, we're pairing, sorry, schiris to Erev. And the last din is Mama Arav Chamisha Shurim Chatzachas. Again, our favorite number, Chamisha. Just like by Erev, five people dwelling in one chatzah. You see again throughout the Masechta, you use the number five. Five people dwelling in a chatzah. Echam Arav Ede Kulan. One of them can join in the Erev as a shliach for all of them. He can be the representative of them all in order to connect this, let's say this chatzar to a second chatzar. He could be the representative, Seicher Nami, when it comes to renting, Chamisha Shurim Chatzar Achas, Echas Seicher Lite Kulan. When you have five people in one chatzar, one person can lease the rights of the guy on their behalf. Okay, so we have three ideas, three kulas, so to speak, where we're comparing Schiris to Erev, that we allow for, again, Shav Pach Shav Bruta, we allow for Schiris Lekitai, and we allow for the one agent. Those are three kulas, but, Legabe, the din of being Seicher, the scheme is having to take place before Shabbos, like Erev needs to take place before Shabbos. On the contrary, like that then, Rabbi Echon did not compare Schiris to Erev. Like that then, he compares the two. He compares it to Bittur Rishus, which could take place. The Schiris could take place on Shabbos itself, like Bittur Rishus. Okay, Tibur Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was bothered. So first we had Rabbi Nadai being bothered, and now we are bringing Rabbi Elazar being bothered. But Rabbi Elazar is being bothered now to this second part of Bechana's Pesach. Let's see. Tibur Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Elazar was bothered by Rabbi Yechon's Pesach, but we don't say what his issue was. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Maitei Rabbi Elazar. What was Rabbi Elazar's issue that he was challenging for Birchas Psak. Amar Sheshes, Gav Rabbi Kabzeir Leyad Matiyi Bar Blazer. A great person like Kabzeir doesn't know what Blazer was issued, bothered with. Kakashle Dishmo Rabbi. He was bothered by Rabbi Yechon's psak versus the psak of Shmuel, who was Rabbi Blaz's own teacher. Rabbi Blaz's own teacher, Shmuel's psak, doesn't seem to jive with Rabbi Yechon's psak. So we're going to first quote Shmuel's psak, and then we'll see what the issue is. The Amr Shmuel, Shmuel says as follows. Kol makam she'isrin u'ma'avrim. Shmuel says three statements. Two of them seem a little bit cryptic. First one is pretty clear, but we'll read through them. Kol makam she'isrim arvin. Any place where the people living in the chatzar aser on each other, and they can make an erev with each other, which is a classic case. That's the chiddush over here. We're not even talking about one chatzar. We're talking about even two chatzeres that are fully open into each other. So in that case, mevatlin, they're able to bit the rishus. They could bit the rishus is an option there. Ma'arvin ve'ein ha'isrin. In a case where two people could different residents could join in an erev, but they don't aser each other, which is a funny case. If they could join in an erev, what do you mean they don't aser each other? We'll see. It means two separate chatzeres that are separated by a doorway. If they want to join together, they could make an erev through that door and become one area, or if they want to stay separate, they can stay separate, and they wouldn't ask each other because the mice is two separate chateres. That's going to be the most explanation of that case. In a case where they either are able to make an Erev, but they don't ask each other, or vice versa. Aisrin, they ask each other, but they cannot make an Erev. The Marz explain what that case is as well. So in the first case, Bittul Rishos works. When they're dwellers that can make Erev with each other, and they ask each other, Bittul works. But in the last two cases, either where they can make Erev, but they don't ask her, or they ask her and they can't make Erev, in those cases, Bittul doesn't work. Says the Gemara now, what's that explanation? Any place where the residents, they can restrict on each other, and they can join an Erev, they have both milos. So what's that case? So make it, you have two chatzeres, one within the other, one behind the other. The people of the inner chatzer have to pass through the outer chatzer. He spoke out, the Drishus Regal goes through the outer chatzer to reach the Mavi, to reach, to leave, to reach the Shurabim. They have to go through the outer chatzer. And in that case, therefore, we're saying that's the case where they isolate each other. If they don't join together, they make Erev with each other, and of course they can move out to Rishus as well. Next case, Ma'arva Vein Oisrin, Eimavadlin. In a case where they are making an air with each other, but they don't even ask for each other, in that case, we're saying they can't be Mavadlin. What's that case? We spoke about that already before. You have two chatzeres side by side. They each have an exit. They each have an exit out on their own to the outside rishos, so they don't have to go through each other, and they're side by side. But there's a door between them. There's a door. The Bach gives an example. The Bach example happens to have each chutzner having the exit at the top, at the north side, at the top, and they each go out into the mavoi. But the chayruah, then they each have an exit out to the opposite side, one on the west, one on the east. But the point is, they have two chutzners side by side with a pesach in between. If they want to utilize the pesach, they become one area. They can make an area become an area. But if they didn't, they don't ask each other. As long as this chutzner had their own erev and this chutzner had their own erev, they each would be good. So that's a case of Ma'arvin ve'ein ha'isrin. The halacha over there is Eim Mevatlin. They can't be Mevatlin one to the other. Again, the case is Sheikh Hatzeris, Pesach Abinayim. And the last case is Isrin ve'eim Arvin. And this is going to be the case which he's going to use for the question on Rabbi Yechonon. Shmuel's member. These are three members of Shmuel. And we're saying we have a problem with Shmuel's members. On Rabbi Yechonon, it's this last member. Isrin ve'eim Arvin ve'eim Mevatlin. In the case of the Aser, but they can't make an Erev, Eim Avadlan. What's that case? Isn't that coming to go to Gais? Classic case. A Gais, someone who cannot make an Erev. He is someone that asers. That's our classic example of someone who asers but can't make an Erev. And what are we saying? Eim Avadlan. We're saying you can't be Avadlan. Now, what does that mean, L'chaira? What does it mean? Yasa Desmol. If the guy came yesterday, why is he busy being mevatel? You could rent it from the guy yesterday. Rent it from yesterday, and that would have been fine anyway. It wouldn't have been an issue. Rather, elalav, top of elalav, when did the guy come? Das b'shabata. We're talking, isn't Shmuel's memra, we're giving a strong elaboration into Shmuel's memra. Isn't this third memra talking about the one who asers, but can't be part of an erev, is a guy who came on Shabbos, because if he came yesterday, you would have rented it from him anyway, which is the proper method. You came on Shabbos, and we're saying, renting is not an option. Not like Rabbi Yechonon, and being mevatel is not an option either. That's his memory. Eim mevatel. Uktani aysrin ve'in ma'arvin ve'in mevatel. Shema mina. We see that the yid. The Rabbi Yechonon should not have allowed the Yidden to do bittul on Shabbos or to rent from the guy to do bittul for Shabbos or rent from the guy should not have been an option on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yechonon was allowing it to chari sif shmul, not like Rabbi Yechonon's psak. Okay, says the Gemara.
You know, there's nothing in the Gemara that says that you can't.
I didn't hear this member of Shmuel. I never heard this member. So the whole memory you're bringing as a question, Rabbi Yechonon, I never heard this member that the people of the inner chatzer, they can be mevatel the rights of the people of the outer chatzer. I never heard this member. I'm like, Abaye says, At Amrinlan, this din that we said that the people of the inner chatzer can be mevatel the rishus to the people of the outer chatzer, that din, you told us, this is famous, you know, we had many times where Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef that you you, Rabbi Yosef wasn't well, and he forgot his learning, and he said, I never heard this memory. Rabbi says, you taught it to us. And here is what you taught it to us about. The following conversation you taught it to us. To Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, you cannot be invited to us from one chatzar to another chatzar. He gave me vat rishos from chazer to chazer. Only within a chazer could you use bit. Do you have bit rishos? They have bit rishos b'churva, and there's no bit rishos in a churva. In a churva, so you have, let's say, a ruin, and there's two houses on the two sides of the ruin. We're saying you can't have bit rishos. If they didn't make an erev, they were supposed to make an erev. You can't make a bit rishos in this churva. V'amen lan Allah, and you, Rabbi Yosef, taught us about that first psak. Ein bit rishos b'chazer chazer. Kiyam b'shmul ein bit rishos b'chazer chazer. La'amar el shtei chazeres u'pesach echad b'neihem. Only we have two chazeres, and there was a pesach in between them. Avazul, that's when you can't do it. When they each have openings on the other sides, then you can't do it. Avazul from zu, where they're in a situation where one opens up directly into the other, then Mitzvah Shasim says, Mevadlin, you yourself, which is essentially, you yourself, if you're saying very clearly, you know this member of Shmuel, that when you have an inner chatzar opening to outer chatzar, that was the case with the first case of Shmuel, when we said, Eishrin Zalzeh, Ma'arv Zemzeh, so Bittul works there. You yourself said in that case, even, but Shmuel would agree, by the case of chatzar, where one opens into the other, you would be able to have Bittul, only where they each have openings in opposite directions, do you not have the ability to do Bittul on Shabbos itself. Okay, so now we have a clear. Rabbi Yosef said, I didn't know about this first member of Shmuel, and Abaye says, you yourself made a comment and you taught us this member. Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef is back to Abaye. Ano aminim b'shmei Shmuel hachi. Did I really say that name of Shmuel? V'amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, ein lanu be'ervin ella kolashim b'shezenu. By ervin, you always go like the lashon of the Mishnah. You have to pass like the wording of the Mishnah, and we send the Mishnah anshe chatzer. The Lashon of Mishnah is Anshei Chatzar singular, not Anshei Chatzar is plural, which is mashmah when it comes to multiple Chatzaris. Bittul Rishus doesn't work. Not, you can't do Bittul Rishus by multiple Chatzaris. Amar Leisa, by said back, Ki Amar Lan, Ein Lan Ubeirvin, El Kalashim Mishnah. When do we say that you go Dafka the Lashon of the Mishnah in Erevin? Aha Amar Lan. You said about the following Mishnah, about a specific, you said it about a specific Mishnah. Shamavoy, Lechatzaris, Kechatz Labatim. That the connection between a mavoi and a chatzeris is like the connection between the chatzer and the batim. Meaning that just like a chatzer is called a chatzer only when there's multiple batim inside, so to a mavoi is only called a mavoi when there's multiple chatzeris, each containing multiple batim inside. So legabi that you said that the nusach lashon mishnah is dafka, but not legabi all other, not legabi every mishnah in Erevin do we say it has to be exactly meduik like the mishnah. Even the lashon mishnah is anshi chatzer, it could also be chatzeris. Okay, so we're coming out like this. We're coming out that Reb Shmuel said, remember, this is really this was really brought down for the purpose of Ashak Rataya. Our question on Reb Yechanan was from the third member of Shmuel, but on the first member of Shmuel, when you have Yidden living in a chatzar, and people living in an outer chatzar, and we're saying that they ask one or the other for carrying, and they can make an Erev together, so over there they also have Bittul. You'll have to be mevatel as well. So on Shabbos, you can be mevatel as well. So we ask the question. Basically, says, I don't remember such a memory. Abaye says, you yourself gave such a memory with an elaboration that as long as there's no other exit for the two chaseris, one has to go through the other. You still have this method, this mode of bitl. You're the one said the memra. I had lashon mishnah ashi chatzar singular. No, slav dafka can mean also chaseris. So when we quoted Rebbe's memra, if you recall, just a couple lines ago, Rebbe also stuck in a dinim achorva. So he had a dinim achaseris, dinim achorva. But both dinim were really the same. The point was that when you have two, let's say, batim opening up to churva, or two chaseris, when they have other exits, they have ways to exit another way outside, then you're not able to be mevatel rishus one to the other. But if they only both have to exit together through this chaser, then you are able to be mevatel rishus. So the question is, who needs the two members, the member of chaser and the member of churva? Kufa. Amar Shmuel, ein bet rishus b'chaz chaser, ein bet rishus b'churva. So Shmuel said a member, again, Rebbe was quoting a member, Abaye was quoting a base of a quoted member for Shmuel, that there's no bet rishus from b'chaz chaser, and there's no bet rishus in the churva. Rebbe Yechon, yesh bet rishus b'chaz chaser, v'yesh bet rishus churva. Rebbe Yechon argues that there is bet rishus from a chaz chaser, and there is bet rishus from a churva. V'tzricha. Why do we need the machlekes to be said in both the case of churva and the case of chaz chaser? Says the Mardiyah Shminan, b'chaz chaser, if you tell me the case of chaz chaser, I would tell you, Pakam Shmuel, but here's what Shmuel says, you can't relinquish the rights, but Shmuel, that's Shmuel. Two separate chaseris can certainly function as two separate areas of usage. And maybe over there, Shmuel's machmer and says that you can have bittel. Churva, which is one area between the two houses, it's like one chatzar area, one churva area between the houses. Maybe over there, Shmuel would agree. That you could be mevatel rishus, and then you have the obvious torah fakaret. If you say by the case of churva, I say by kamar bechon. Here's where bechon says you can relinquish the rights because this area in between is benefiting both houses the same way. In the case of chatzar, where each chatzar really benefits the residents of that chatzar itself, maybe you cannot be mevatel to each other. Maybe for Bechon Gisa Shmuel. Tzricha, therefore, we're going to say that Bechon and Shmuel argue in both cases, the case of Churva and the case of Chazer, they're both going to argue. Amar Abaye. Hadu Amar Shmuel, Invit of Shet Bechazer Chazer, Laiman El Bechazeres, U Pesach Echabeneim. This thing of Shmuel is only talking about Yechem Vatu from Chazer Chazer, is we have two Chazeres and one Pesach in between them. Aval, meaning, but they each have also, there's a doorway between them, but they have exits going out from each one separately on another side. Aval, Shtei Chaseres Ubi from the zoo. You have two Chaseres, one within the other, B'tuch Shasur Mevalin. Because the having one Chatzar inside the other one, so their right of passage, the right of the inner Chatzar to walk through the outer Chatzar, creates an Isra on the outer Chatzar, so now they're able to make an Erev together, they're able to Asra on each other, and who didn't, they able to have a Pitul B'shus, like we spoke on earlier, that's by his quoting that Shita. Rav, however, argues, Rav Amar, Afil Shtei Chaseres Ubi from the zoo, Pamim Mevalin, Upamim Mevalin, but it depends. Even when you have a Chatzar one from the other, sometimes Mevatel, sometimes not Mevatel. How so? Ketzad. I'll go through this quickly. We're going to have to obviously spend more time on this tomorrow. Let's just read through the words quickly. Ketzad. Nasru Eruvim Bechatzeiran. If they place the Eruv in the outer Chatzar, V'shakachamem Beimin Aprimis, Beimin Chatzayin of La'Eruv. If they put the Eruv, the joint Eruv, in the outer Chatzar, and then one of the inner people, or one of the outer people, forgot to join into the Eruv, Shtiyam Asuris. Everyone's going to be Asur. Nasru Eruvim Aprimis, if they put a joint Eruv. So, I guess once they join into Chatzaris, they become like one, and has to do like one Chatzar, where if one of the person don't people don't join, you got a problem. But if they made an Erev together, inner and outer, and they put the Erev in the inner, and someone from either inner or the outer, someone from the inner didn't join in, they're both going to be Aser. However, in that last case, where you have one of the Chitzayna didn't join in, but the Pnimis the Pnimis did join in, so the Pnimis don't really need the Chatzainis. Remember, the Pnimis have a right of passage through the Chatzainis. The Chatzainis don't have a right of passage through the Pnimis, and therefore, in that case, the people of the Pnimis would be okay, the people of the Chatzainis would not be okay. Says the Gemara, Pnimis Materis, the people of the inside would be okay in the inside. The inner ones would be permitted in the inner Chatzar, they're okay, but the outer Chatzar would be Usher, both for the outer people and for the inner people, and even if you do Bitl Rishos, it'll be Usher. We'll have to quickly go over that last Gemara in Ritz tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. I'm just running to shop.